This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
Good afternoon on a foggy Tuesday around mid-Michigan. You're listening to Sports Talk on AM 870 WKAR, and unfortunately, I am not Earl Robinson. For those who did not tune in yesterday or last Friday, legendary icon Earl Robinson has graduated from WKAR after 39 years of service. Earl began his illustrious broadcast career on a show, Taking Care of Business, where he interviewed jazz musicians and stars from the likes of Miles Davis to Gladys Knight. Earl began his sports talk show on April 1st of 1984. He was also well known for his interviews of Magic Johnson, Tyrone Willingham from Washington, and Tom Izzo among the bunch, just to name a few. Earl was a historic figure across mid-Michigan and MSU communities for decades. He was inducted into the Greater Lansing Hall of Fame in 2004, and his legacy echoes locally and nationally. He will be remembered. Tom Izzo, the other day at his press conference for Weekly Basketball Pressers, he recapped Earl's career, saying how Earl talked about what he saw with his own eyes rather than what he heard. And Tom also wishes for more people to be just like Earl. So, today, stepping into Google-sized shoes, that's Google-sized because of Earl Robinson, I'm Alex Sharg. I must tell you, I am truly honored and humbled to be sitting in the same exact chair as a hero of mine and many, Earl Robinson. So who is this young guy? Who is he? Why is he on the air right now? I began my radio career at WBFH The Biff over at Bloomfield Community Radio. I currently have stints at the Spartan Sports Wrap, which is the sports show on the Impact WDBM East Lansing. I also produce hockey, volleyball, and basketball games on the Spartan Sports Network. I also do around the CCHA scoreboard updates during hockey broadcasts, so you could definitely tune in and maybe hear me there. This summer, I will be interning with the new ESPN Radio Detroit, and I have also been fortunate enough to be mentored by Earl over the past year, and I can tell you that right now, no one can be like Earl Robinson. There's only one. So for today's show, we are going to have open lines for callers to discuss stories and favorite moments of Earl since Earl went out so quickly. We're going to be dedicating the majority of today's show to continue the graduation, not retirement, but graduation of Earl Robinson from WKAR. Phones were off the hook yesterday. I apologize, all of us here, for if you were not able to get in and wish Earl his best. Not all listeners could call. So today, we at WKAR want to hear from all of Earl's friends, colleagues, and listeners that want to get in their last couple bits for Earl. This will be continuing throughout the week as well. What are some historic Earlisms? Any times that you just couldn't stop your laughter from Earl Robinson? Some other ideas. What were Earl's important topics? Some of his thought-provoking issues that may have stuck with you throughout the years? How has Earl impacted your life? We want to hear it right now, right here on WKAR Sports Talk 870. So give us a call, 517-355-9527. You can also call toll-free at 877-9527-870. Again, that toll-free number, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Earl is going to be probably listening from home. So for those that still want to wish Earl the best, we invite you to call in and give your last bits about legendary broadcaster Earl Robinson. We are also giving away some basketball tickets on today's show. The number, if you want to win a pair of basketball tickets for the Illinois game this Thursday at the Breslin Center, 517-884-4783. The winners will be announced at the end of today's show. So if you want to win yourself a pair of tickets, two pairs of tickets given away. We're going to select two winners at the end of today's show. The number to call, 517-884-4783. And of course, if you'd like to give your last regards throughout the week about Earl Robinson's graduation, the phone number, 517-355-9527. Of course, we have Aaron Young, who is the usual producer, along with myself, behind the glass here today. He'll be coming on in just a few minutes and talk a little bit about Earl's legacy, what both of us have witnessed with Earl over the years, what we both have seen, and what we both remember from Earl Robinson. I'll start it off right here myself, just working under Earl. One thing that I really enjoyed about Earl was just his positivity. And I think that's something that I think many people throughout the community know. Not only is Earl just an overall positive person, but many journalists, colleagues, athletes nationally, they embody Earl. They know what he represents. They know his struggles, his diversity, everything that the man has overcome over the years. I think that overall, even if he wasn't even as positive as he was, there's still that aura about Earl that just sticks with you. I mean, even being here, being on the air, and even being behind the glass with Earl Robinson, just seeing his joy, you know, day in and day out, a smile on his face, laughing over the air, I think that's just something that stuck with people. And I'm going to hear from Aaron right here. Aaron, what were some of your fond memories of Earl? It can be anything from, you know, all the people he knows, all of his high-profile interviews over the years. Aaron, what about Earl? Is it just basically Earl's, you know, some of his interview styles, his, you know, hearty voice over the air? What is it for Earl, Aaron?
Yeah, you know, I was when we were kind of putting sort of this graduation show together yesterday, I was kind of able to go back and listen to some of the interviews he's done, even before, as you mentioned earlier in the intro there, before he started doing sports talk. And I mean, man, I mean, I'm in radio and I can't even imagine interviewing some of the people he interviewed. I mean, that's just, and when you listen to the questions he asked and how he asked them, and then the sort of tone between him and the person he's interviewing, I mean, they both feel comfortable. And I've heard that multiple times, is people just sort of feel comfortable around him. And I remember the first day I sort of came in just as the engineer, and as you two did, Alex, you know, I mean this 100%, like, I just felt comfortable here. Like, right. He's that kind of guy where I don't know what it is. It's just Earl. That's just who he is. Somehow it just comes off that way, and it's completely comfortable, and he makes you feel comfortable. He's always got a smile on his face. He's always laughing. He's got that affectious, you know, laugh. You know, for me, I've been here, it was basically kind of about a year, but you know, I used to see him on TV, kind of growing up a little bit. So I knew who he was, and I told him the first day I, you know, was able to meet him, it's just a humble opportunity to even be in his presence. You know, I know him for, you know, I've known him for 30 years, like some of his other friends, but, you know, it's just an honor to even, you know, say that I was part of his life and to be a part of his show that he's been for doing for so long that people have known and come to recognize, right, and love.
Exactly. The man lived in front of the microphone. I mean, some other things to note that you and I both know, Earl rarely took off work. I mean, we both know that you get your time to yourself. There's always that time, even for athletes, if you're playing in basketball, there's times that, you know, we've seen it through MSU sports and even Detroit sports. We've seen, you know, starting point guards and centers miss games because, you know, their wife is having a kid, or they're, you know, they have some personal issues. Someone in their family may have passed away. That's something very common for athletes. But Earl is a man that can just overcome pretty much, you know, anything is, you know, sky's the limit for a guy like Earl. And it just shows that for a guy that's committed to his job, loves doing what he does, sticks in front of the microphone day in and day out, it's just commendable. And not only is it commendable, you know, for us to see here, but many of his colleagues were able to, you know, say a few words about Earl. We played it on the show yesterday. Susie Merchant, the head coach of MSU's women's basketball team, had some very kind words to say as well about Earl Robinson, and we're going to get to that clip right here.
I think the one thing you really appreciate about Earl is how much knowledge he has across the board in every sport, especially when it comes to Michigan State things. I mean, obviously that's the world I'm in, and I know he's talented in other areas, but you know, you never walk into an interview with him ever and think he's not going to ask the right question or he doesn't have any clue about your team. I mean, he's very well read, very does his homework, very confident in him as a reporter and certainly as a radio personality, and just have enjoyed him as a person.
Well, first and foremost, I think it's important that you head off knowing how much you're appreciated. I would like to tell him that and just to let him know that he's so valued in our community in so many ways, and we're blessed to have had him, you know, part of our family at Michigan State, and wish him the absolute best to sleep in, to enjoy a good glass of wine, you know, every now and then, and take a lot of trips.
So exactly what Susie said. He does his homework. He studies up. He reports what he sees. Earl isn't the guy to go bantering about certain athletes. He's not the guy to go off on certain tangents he doesn't know about. Well-rounded what he does. Very well-coached from Susie Merchant. And here's also what former men's basketball coach Gus Gianakis also had to say about Earl Robinson.
Well, you know, it was always a privilege to participate any kind of an event like that with, but particularly with Earl, because he was such a knowledgeable individual in sports. You know, it just wasn't one sport. He had vast knowledge on a lot of sports, and the friendliness that he always came across with was something we all respected. There's certain guys, I think, that their whole being and what they not so much what they do, just how they come across you. He's right in one at the top. You know, he's a friendly atmosphere exists when you're around him, and I think he's a very positive person, very much like his adversary there, not adversary, his partner in Jim Adams. You know, who we just lost. So I kind of put those two guys together there. He grew from Jim's partnership, and they did a tremendous job, and didn't really have all the equipment or support that a lot of people do in the media back then. Well, I think with Earl, you don't get that. You just get a total comfortable feeling around him. And that's the way he always made me feel when I was on the air with him. It was comfortable. It was a pleasure to be with him. He's one of those guys you respect, but also he's one of your friends.
So, Earl, if you're listening all the way from home, we hope you enjoyed some of those clips from Susie Merchant and Gus Gianakis. For those of you tuning in, or just listening, we will be playing a couple more clips throughout the week, continuing the graduation of legendary broadcaster Earl Robinson. For those of you who do want to call in today, discuss some of your favorite Earlisms, some of your encounters with Earl over the years, we're taking open lines. This is going to be Earl's show commencing over the week about Earl's graduation. The number 517-355-9527. You could also call toll-free 877-9527. 870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Later in today's show at 1:40, we are going to be having Joe Rexroth on to talk about the Michigan State game against Indiana, some of the things that he saw. He wrote a couple articles about the recap of that game, a little bit about Gary Harris being taunted. We're going to get to all that and more at 1:40, but until then, we are going to be continuing the legacy of Earl Robinson. Feel free to call in, and also we're giving away some tickets to the Illinois Michigan State basketball game this Thursday at the Breslin Center. If you would like a chance to win those tickets, the number to call 517-884-4783. Again, the number 517-884-4783. We're about to jump to a quick break here on Sports Talk 870. Stay tuned for more Sports Talk after this short break.
This is Neil Conan. Here on Talk of the Nation, we learn a lot about our guests, like journalist Bob Woodward, who noticed that we really like to listen to our callers.
You do these calls, you put the caller on, and leave them on.
Even Woodward's been shuffled off other programs.
Anyone been a dumped caller?
Have your say and a follow-up on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
That was Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 p.m. right here on AM 870.
On the next Fresh Air, how the U.S. military came to embrace counterinsurgency as an approach to the fighting in Iraq and why it's failed in Afghanistan. We'll talk with journalist and historian Fred Kaplan, author of The Insurgents, David Petraeus and the Plot to Change the American Way of War. Join us.
Welcome back to Sports Talk 870. For those of you who are just tuning in, Earl Robinson has graduated here at WKAR. I'm Alex Sharg. I'm stepping in for Earl this week, and Aaron as well behind the glass will be stepping in throughout the week. For those of you who want to commence a little bit about Earl, some of his pastimes, some of the favorite Earlisms, give us a call, 517-355-9527. You could also call toll-free 877-952-7870. We're going to jump to the phones here. We've got Rob, who was a former producer for Earl. Rob, anything about Earl you'd like to share over the air?
Well, yeah. I mean, I called yesterday a little bit. I got a little emotional on my end, surprisingly, for as you guys found out that I worked with Earl for about 7 years, from 2004 to 2011. And what you guys have been saying today is pretty much right on the money. I don't want to sound repetitive, but he was such a class act, and he did everything the right way. Unfortunately, in this type of business, people take shortcuts and things of that nature, but he just did everything the right way. And great role model as a sportscaster, but more so as a human being. So I know you guys have worked with him for over about a year or so, you said, but he's quite the man, and like I said, he's a great role model, and you can't beat his laugh. I mean, like you said, every time you go into that office, he's smiling and laughing. Right. And it didn't even seem like work. I mean, it was so much fun. He knew when to get down to business, and when it was work. But he also knew how to make it fun. So, again, Earl, if you're listening, I love you, man, and I'll keep in touch.
Absolutely, Rob. Now, talk about when you started in 2004. What the show was like then compared to now? I mean, I know Earl had some very high-profile guys on the show, some high-profile guys. Talk about some of the guests he had on, your experiences as a producer here as well.
Well, it was pretty amazing. I mean, Steve Mariucci, when he got hired in as the Lions head coach, my first day, he got the call from Steve Mariucci, of course, good friends with Tom Izzo, and Earl is great friends with Tom Izzo, as you guys know. So having Steve Mariucci on for the first caller, basically, or first guest, I'll never forget that. I was pretty tongue-tied on that. We've had Burt Randolph Sugar. We've had, Magic on, of course. But that's also the great thing. We've had guests, but they always want to come back to Earl's show. I've never had called somebody who's been on more than once and said, no, you know what, I can't make it, or I don't want to do it. I mean, we've had multiple guests, hundreds, thousands of guests, and they always want to come back, and they're always just anything for Earl. I mean, I just remember that from Burt Randolph Sugar and the other guests that I mentioned. I mean, they just want to come back because he's just a regular guy, mm-hmm. and you just want to sit and talk with him, and you want to soak it up. He's like a sponge, man. He's so knowledgeable, and we've had some really good times, and like I said, I don't think anyone can top his knowledge, really, in sports and in just general radio.
Absolutely. Now, I'm sitting here in front of Baseball Encyclopedia, shelf to shelf, Rob. I'm sure you've seen the same books, pro football books, 25 books alone just here in the studio. Talk a little bit more, Rob. I want to hear from you. You know, you said that guys just wanted to come back to this show. Guys just love being around Earl. He's like a sponge. Was that more because of the questions he asked? Was he more of just... He was asking more, how are you doing, rather than I want to hear about this issue? Or was it more maybe the style of the show or everything all together, Rob?
Well, I think it's a little bit everything all together, man. But I think he approached people in the right way. I mean, he wanted to be friends with you first. And then, he'd get the questions that everybody wanted to know about, but he wouldn't just go right at the questions. I mean, he'd sit with you and just talk with you for a little bit. And then, we'd get into the questions, and he asked questions in the right way. I mean, there's a certain way to do it, and there's a certain way not to do it, I think, and he taught me so much about that. It's the type of guy you just want to sit and talk with hours for. He didn't make you feel uncomfortable in any way. And, he's very funny. I mean, like Jack said on yesterday's show, there's a lot that you don't know about Earl Robinson. Mm-hmm. But he's gotten into quite a few capers every once in a while, and luckily I've been a part of some of those. But in his knowledge of not just sports, but, music in general and just Michigan State in general, I mean, he's such a history buff. And you talked about the books. I don't know. I know he just moved up into his office before he retired, but right. I remember the little office here on the second floor before he moved up into the fifth floor and into the newsroom. I mean, just wall-to-wall books. I mean, he was a human encyclopedia when it came to Michigan State and sports and music in general.
Absolutely. And even on the wall, he would post schedules, all the team schedules, the whole Pistons full schedule, the whole Red Wings full schedule throughout the year. This is a guy that never missed a beat. And that's outside of Michigan State sports. That's outside of Detroit sports. That's saying that he didn't miss a beat even in high school sports, Rob.
Well, I was just going to mention that. Not only the pro sports where everybody, you know, has some sort of schedule. If you're into sports, you want to know what your home team is doing and things of that nature. But every team, every single team, and, of course, his love of high school sports, you know, coming in from Massachusetts and working with him in New England area, the high school sports, they're important, but obviously not as important as the Midwest. I always said that on the show. And so that was something that I had to get used to, his love for high school sports. And he had every single area covered for high school sports as far as schedules, as far as phone numbers. I mean, I'm sure you've seen his Rolodex. I mean, mile long
right.
with everything. So, again, he just not one certain area like Gus Kanakis said in the clip. I mean, he knew pretty much at least what you needed to know about every sport. Some he knew a little bit more of, but again, it just all around, the knowledge of him, is amazing. And I still call him every once in a while, ask him about stuff, and it doesn't take him long to figure it out. he'll just tell you that question, the answer to the question, pretty close, pretty quick. So again, it's amazing what that man has been able to do for 39 years, guys. I mean, I'm 37, so he's been doing it more so than I've been alive, and I always used to kid him about it all the time. But, I mean, just amazing.
Yeah, what a great way to end his career, especially with some kind words from you, Rob. Any last words that you want to let Earl know over the air? I think he's listening back home.
Yeah, well, I know I talked to you yesterday, and like I said, it got a little emotional on my end, so I apologize for that. But we spent such a good time together, good times, great times. I don't even think there was a bad time, and I just love you, man, and I'll keep in touch, and we'll get together. I'll go come back to Michigan. We have already made plans for that, and I can't wait to see him, and I can't wait to give him a hard time. So, Earl, if you're listening, I love you, man.
Thanks a lot, Rob. We always appreciate your call. Hope to hear from you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, Rob. So we heard it from Rob himself. Earl Robinson was just the definition. There's only one. A little bit more about Earl. This is a guy, Earl Robinson, who not only knew the right questions to ask and when, but Earl also votes in the Heisman race. He also votes in the Harris poll. These are some qualities and great accomplishments of Earl that he's not going to go out and say things like this. He's not going to go on the air and talk about what Heisman candidate he's voting for. He's not going to go on the air and boast about a team that, you know, he doesn't know the inner workings of. He's not going to vote, you know, for a Robert Griffin III if he's not all the way there in Baylor covering it. I mean, this is a guy that if he's here at Michigan State covering Magic Johnson and he interviews him himself, he can go off on tangents about Magic anytime. Again, for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Alex Sharg. We are going to recap the week of Earl's graduation. It was his last show yesterday. Some people had the chance to call in. Some of them had some great things to say, some former colleagues, some coaches, things like that. But there are many of you that have not voiced some of your last words for Earl yet, and Earl is listening today. And we'd appreciate your call at WKAR Sports Talk 870. The number to call, 517-355-9527. You could also call toll-free 877-927-870. Some other things to talk about Earl. Tom Izzo, I mean, this guy Izzo took 3 to 4 minutes of his time to talk about Earl. There wasn't a question asked about Earl. There wasn't any sort of notice about Earl. The only notice that Tom Izzo had about Earl was from the media information guy from Michigan State, letting Tom know it was his last day. There was no private interview. There was no questions from the press asked. Tom Izzo went on the air during his press conference to dedicate 3 to 4 minutes about Earl Robinson. I don't know about you, I don't know about you, Aaron, but that to me is just tremendous. I mean, that's a guy, you know, Earl was doing this before Tom, and obviously there is that respect. You have to pay respect to your elders. But for Tom Izzo to dedicate his valuable time and his press conference, where he can be doing a bazillion other things, to talk about Earl Robinson and speak in front of Earl. That, to me, was just breathtaking.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about when Izzo started here and then how long Earl's been here, I mean, that's tremendous. I mean, Izzo's a very friendly guy, but he's also a very busy guy. He's got a team to coach. So for him to give 3 to 4 minutes, a coach to give someone, 3 to 4 minutes of his time to go on about Earl, I mean, I think that's a tremendous sort of, that's kind of unheard of, really, if you think about it. That's tremendous to have. I think Izzo knows the kind of guy Earl is. And I mean, again, I we don't want to repeat anything again, but the truth is, that's just the kind of guy he is. People are willing to give Earl all the time they need because he's given them, them the time. So I think it's a friendship. I'm kind of lost for words here, but it's sort of he gives you time, you give him time, and I think more often than not, people are going to give him the time that he deserves. And Izzo gave him the time he deserved yesterday, and that was great. I mean, it's hard to say who else Izzo would have done that for. So I think that's great that Izzo did that, and that's I'm sure that made Earl feel really, really great.
Not only did Izzo give his time, Aaron, but Izzo gave Earl a lifelong parking pass and a lifelong seat to all sporting events as long as Tom is there. So even besides the fact that, yes, I'm going to commemorate this guy with all he's done, with all the interviews, with all of the kindness and respect he's given me, but I'm going to give this guy season tickets for life. I'm going to give him a parking pass where it's $200 or something a year to park here at MSU for life. Earl Robinson is the epitome of respect. 517-355-9527. You can also call toll-free 877-9527-870. At 1:40, we're going to have Joe Rexroad on from the Detroit Free Press. He's going to talk about the Indiana-Michigan State game, since that was a hot topic we didn't get to the other day, commemorating Earl's last show. Also, we're giving away tickets today to the Illinois-Michigan State game Thursday. For those of you who want to win those tickets, 517-884-4783 is the number. We're giving away two pairs. Winners will be announced in 20 minutes from now. So you definitely want to get those calls in. Pick up the phone. Dial the number, 517-884-4783. Got to remember that we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 on AM 870. Come back and join us tomorrow. Have yourself a safe, have yourself a great day, great show, and tune in for Alex Sharg, Aaron Young behind the glass throughout the week, also giving away tickets for this Thursday. Another thing to know about Earl Robinson is just the respect from others. There's plenty of journalists throughout the area, Lansing State Journal, Detroit Free Press, Greater Lansing, we've got Spartan Magazine guys. These guys regularly come on the show and just love talking with Earl. I mean, even if it's not even an interview, they make their time out of the day to schedule and discuss with Earl some of the hot topics going around with sports. I mean, Rob said it himself. He's a human encyclopedia. The guy's walking around with books of knowledge inside his memory. I mean, this is a guy that if he doesn't know it, he can come pretty darn close. So we commend Earl. We're going to remember him throughout the week. And of course, we want to hear from you. How many of you out there have listened to Earl starting from 39 years ago? Are there any listeners out there that have listened to Taking Care of Business or Sports Talk in 1984? We want to hear you. We want to hear your remarks for Earl, and he's listening back home. You know the number, 517-355-9527. If you haven't listened to Earl dating back to 1984, we want to hear if any Earlisms, we want to hear about how Earl's impacted your life, anything, any funny jokes about Earl, any funny stories. We want to hear it all right here on Sports Talk 870. I'm Alex Sharg, for those of you just tuning in. We do have a caller on line 3. It's Mr. Tate out of Atlanta. What's going on, Mr. Tate?
Nothing much. Mr. Alex, the rest of the guys, how you guys doing today?
doing pretty well. Now, Mr. Tate, since you just found out about Earl's graduation, I know you grew up here. You've been following Earl for quite a while. Why don't you talk about your experience here with Earl and his legacy?
Well, I will say this. As you know, I had the opportunity to meet with you guys some months ago, probably back at the beginning of September, or late August, that is. I've been enjoying his show. Obviously, I can't go all the way back, being only 28 years old, going all the way back to 39 years back. You're talking, I mean, even when you mentioned 1984, I was just being born. But it's funny that you brought up 1984, because as I was just being born, I have some uncles that has listened to his show for a very, very long time, taking care of business, other things. And, you know, I could just remember hearing those stories about, yeah, we used to listen to Earl Robinson's show, because I've been a Spartan since birth. So it's like, you know, I used to pick you up and take you here and take you there and do this and do that, my uncles would tell me. And on the way to those doctor's appointments or on the way to the playground or whatever, listening to a lot of Earl Robinson's shows. And as I've grown older and older and older, I've continuously kept listening to his shows. As you know, I'm a fairly consistent caller. And, man, I just would like to say I had no idea. I just found out about this last night through the word. But, man, I just want to definitely be able to give, you know, my own personal farewell to Mr. Robinson. And I'm just a huge, huge fan of his show. It's really, really wonderful. No surprise at all to what as Tom Izzo has been able to do as far as speaking on the behalf of Mr. Earl Robinson and his retirement. And I'm just kind of like, you know, lost for words, like the other gentleman said, just kind of struck by it in kind of like a shocking way. But man, I mean, he has really changed the lives of people. You know, I haven't been doing sports radio here in Atlanta for nothing for probably about 4 years, but I grew up listening to Earl Robinson. And when you start thinking about even some of the correct action verbs and the certain terms that you would use when coming through radio, a lot of that stuff I learned from Mr. Earl Robinson myself. So I just want to be able to say, you know, my own personal good luck and farewell to him and his future endeavors, and for his future with between him and his family, and I wish him all the best.
Some very remarking words, Mr. Tate. Just curious, you mentioned that there are some things that you picked up from Earl. For those listening out there, we want to hear from you, Mr. Tate. What are some of the things, some Earl-isms, you can call them, that you take with you down to Atlanta radio?
Well, I will say that, you know, like I spoke upon as far as, like, certain action verbs using during radio as I got more and more comfortable within, you know, the career of sports radio here in Atlanta. And this is a long way, but, you know, just for anything else, you know, Mr. Earl Robinson has a special place in my heart, a special place in all of, you know, the Lansing area, of course, Michigan State, obviously, and has brought that all the way. I've brought that all the way down here to Atlanta. So by the longest stretch of the imagination that you could possibly think of, all the people that grew up listening to Earl Robinson and, you know, that's now doing radio and have taken a little piece of Earl Robinson with them and his success and the things that he's been able to do over the years and be able to take that with them and branch off to other places all around the country, whether it be East Coast, West Coast, still remain in the Midwest or down here in the South where I'm at, you know, just being able to know what type of person he is on the radio and off the radio, because he's a much better person or the same person on the away from the microphone as he is on the radio. And when you can match some of those same kind of characteristics, similar to a Tom Izzo, who's obviously a wonderful coach, but even a better person away from the basketball court, Earl Robinson reminds me of that similar type of characteristics and things that he takes with him in everyday life. Like I said, I had the opportunity, you know, Alex, that I've had the chance to meet with you guys over the summer. And, man, I couldn't say very many more things that's really, really positive about him. And just being able to put, you know, have someone who has that same type of drive and positivity and optimism and be able to carry that throughout their life, not just to make it a front in front of the microphone, people listening on a regular basis, I think that speaks big time volume for Mr. Robinson.
Mr. Tate, your positivity definitely embodies what Earl has brought to you and everybody else. I thank you very much, Mr. Tate, for calling in. Any last words for Earl before we jump to Joe Rexford on the other line?
No last words. I just want to say congratulations to him, and he's done so many wonderful things. I just really want him to know what kind of impact that he has had on me and Sports Talk Radio. As I get ready to kind of boost my own thing here in Atlanta,
right,
I have a certain piece of Earl Robinson within me, and I take that every single day here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, guys. I'll continue listening.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tate. I'll be tuning into your show next week as well.
Sounds sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. All right, so we got Joe Rexroth on from the Detroit Free Press. He's all ready to go. Joe Rexroth, I'm sorry that we didn't get you on the other day on Earl's show. I'm sure you heard about Earl's retirement as well, graduation. Any thoughts about Earl, anything you would like the listeners to know right away?
Yeah, you know, luckily I was able to talk to Mark Bayshore on Current State yesterday a little bit about Earl, and he played this awesome clip of Earl and Irvin, you know, Magic Johnson from, I it must have been 1980 maybe, something like that.
Yeah.
I told a few stories, one of which, it's a little bit longer, but I'll tell it real fast. Essentially, Earl acted as my bodyguard once back when I was an intern at the Lansing State Journal. Lugnut's manager at the time got really angry with me about some stuff that went on, and so Earl essentially stood between us as I went up to a little bit of a contentious situation. So I've always been grateful to him for that. You know, Earl, he may not be very tall, but, you know, he's a boxing enthusiast and, a guy you don't want to mess with. But in all seriousness, I'm a little bit stung because I just found out really late last week that, that he was wrapping it up now. It's sad to me, but at the same time, I'm really happy for him too, because, I knew it was coming soon and he deserves retirement to, enjoy the grandkids and things like that. He's just a fixture. I mean, you went to a sporting event around here. It didn't matter what your Michigan State, any Michigan State sport, any high school sport, Lugnuts games, night after night after night, Earl's going to be there. He's at everything more than anyone else. He's there. He's getting sound. He's on the scene. He knows everyone, and there's just no one around here who could say a negative word about Earl. So I do expect to still see him around a lot, and you can just sit back and relax a little bit. So he'll be missed, but I look forward to seeing him around here.
Absolutely, Joe. Now, part of the reason why we wanted to have you on today's show, yesterday was Earl's last show. We did not get to talk about MSU versus Indiana, the game that the this past weekend. That was a very, very, very big game. Definitely one of the more impact games of the season. I just want to start it off with even the jerseys, because this is something that, I've taken a lot of notice, not really talked about. Michigan State, they used the pro combat jerseys in football. They now tried them out in basketball. They dropped both games. I mean, this is something that Hollis always encourages. They're looking for what's next. He says, Michigan State wants to be, the first guys wearing certain jerseys. They want to be, the first guys hosting, certain tournaments and certain events. I mean, let's just hear it from you. First of all, what were your thoughts about the jerseys? Is there a jersey curse, like a Bambino curse, like a Cubs curse? Joe, your thoughts on the jerseys?
Well, of course, in football, they beat Michigan in those jerseys. I didn't like the football ones very much. That was last season, 2011. They wore the football. I was not a big fan. I was vocal about it, and everyone called me a fuddy-duddy, that's fine. but you know what? I actually kind of liked them the other day. I thought I don't know why, but I just thought they looked better in a basketball setting as a road uniform. I understand why you do it. You don't turn it down. You don't turn down the chance to. It's a recruiting thing too. The kids love it, and if your shoe company chooses you to be one of those handful of schools that tries out different things, you don't turn it down for obvious reasons. But with basketball special uniforms, they're having now. Of course, you talk about uniform curse. They had those silver uniforms. This is going back a few years, but they busted out these special silver uniforms and just got hammered at home by Duke.
Right.
And, of course, everyone was like, don't ever bring those out again. And actually, they did bring those out against Oakland and won in them. So, it kind of depends on the matchup, But it's interesting. Derek Nix said, he's like, if we win, I'm going to see if we can, wear them against Michigan. If we lose, we're going to throw them out. But they played really well in them, so I'll be interested to see if they try to bust those out again sometime this year.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of Nix, you mentioned in your article that Nix said that this was a good loss. Now, do you mean in terms or in your interpretation of this, this could mean many different things. Do you think the team was more fired up after losing by five? Like, they're going to come out angry the next game against Illinois? Or do you think it was more of a, they competed, they were slated to lose on the road. They knew all the adversities they had coming in, especially with Gary Harris as well, choosing Michigan State over Indiana. What do you think that good loss meant?
Well, I mean, I think he, essentially was saying, he talked more after that, obviously, but,
you know, they're not happy with it, but they are, I think they were even impressed a little bit with what they did in that setting against that team with Appling essentially not playing in the game, you know. I think that's what he meant. You know, Izzo said it yesterday, they're better now as a 17-14 than they were as a 17-3 team, even after this loss. I mean, I think more of this team after watching what they did Sunday. I mean, absolutely. I didn't. If you tell me Keith Appling scores 3 points, plays 19 minutes, fouls out, and I'm telling you Indiana by 18 plus, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there were some things, you know, certainly Gary Harris stepping up big. But, you know, Adrian Payne right now is playing at a totally different level, and he's starting to do it consistently. Knicks played well, and Dawson played well. So, you know, four of their key five players played well. They have not had probably all five going at once much this year at all. So I think they're getting closer to figuring some things out and being able to put runs on people and play at a high level. And, I mean, hey, if those guys can play like that and Appling gets back to what he has been doing, and he was great Tuesday at Wisconsin, then you can see where this team could be a contender in the Big Ten, a contender for a Final Four, and really one of the top 10 teams in the country. And I didn't think that of this team 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, you brought up some great points. If Appling can have 3 points, fall out at the end of the game, and still, you know, come within 5 points of beating them on the road, that definitely says a lot. And, I mean, you said it yourself, when was the last time you seen, you know, let's talk about Knicks. When was the last time you've seen Derek Knicks leading the team in assists with 6? You know, that's another stat within itself that, you know, I was kind of mind-boggled to see. And even with Payne, I mean, you saw his vertical. You know, you saw him no-look alley-oops. I mean, he looks like an NBA player. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. And I think that's going to be more and more the discussion with him. I mean, I remember the first day of practice when he was a freshman, I'm watching him, you know, drop three-pointer after three-pointer and, you know, dunk on people. And I'm like, man, you know, this guy is going to be a pro. But, you know, he certainly needed a lot of strength. He needed to learn a lot, especially on the defensive side of the ball. He needed to work on his skill, on, you know, work on his ball handling, work on, you know, just understanding the game. And now he's got the body. I think he could still add a little bit and be even better. It's all starting to come together. He put the ball on the floor a couple times the other day. He went left, you know, driving on Oladipo, you know, drew a foul into the line. I mean, you know, that's something you never would have seen from him before. Yeah. I mean, he was always playing center his first two seasons, and now at the four, I was skeptical whether he could really make this transition to the four, especially defensively. But, you know, Deshaun Thomas, even though he had 28 points, I thought Payne did a pretty good job in that game, well enough to stay on the floor. And I thought he did a better job against Watford the other day.
Yeah.
So, you know, that big lineup, it was kind of the thing, and then it was scrapped. And now you're starting to see just how tough it can be on teams when you have those two, and then you have Dawson at the three jumping above the rim. You know, there's a lot of things they can do. And when they get outside shooting, like they got, that's kind of the question. I think, you know, Indiana zoned them a lot. That's a lot more zone than Tom Crean really played. They hit outside shots. Now it's, you know, what do you do? I mean, you have to give up something. And, you know, they really shredded Indiana's man end zone the other day when they weren't turning it over, when Victor Oladipo wasn't running all over the place and dunking and stealing the ball, you know.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, talking about Oladipo here for a second, you know, tremendous performance from him, 21 points, 7 boards, 6 steals, and 3 blocks. You know, definitely the playmaker for that team. Also down the stretch, you know, we saw that controversial charge at the end. What were your thoughts on the charge? Did you think he was set, Joe? Did it look from the replays that the refs made the correct call there?
Well, see, I think the charge was close. I mean, that was right in front of me, and I thought it was, you know, real close. And, you know, a lot of times that block charge thing, I mean, it goes the home team's way. I mean, that's just basketball. I thought that the worst call was the travel on Knicks, because Hall's grabbed his arm, and, you know, they missed that. I mean, officials missed calls. It happens. The 10-second, it looked like it was a mistake, too. So, you know, there were definitely some things that went against them that could have gone the other way late in the game. You know, the two key plays to me when it comes down to it, three plays, Harris did get a good look at a three and couldn't hit it. Meanwhile, Michigan State really played exactly what it wanted to do defensively on a possession, and went under the screen on Yogi Ferrell, which is what you're going to do every time on him. But he stepped up and drilled an 18-footer. You know, credit to him. in the game against Wisconsin, when they lost at home, they weren't making those shots. He stepped up and hit it. And then, of course, Zeller, who really had a tough day, and I thought really was outplayed by Nix in a lot of ways. He caught him a little bit slow and went left and finished left, and that was a huge basket too. So, hey, Indiana, you know, made those two big plays and deserves credit for the win. But, yeah, you know, you can tell Michigan State wasn't happy with a couple of those calls.
Yeah, no, definitely. Just last question for you now, Joe. With the game coming up Thursday against Illinois, Spartans now with, you know, some more losses than maybe they thought they'd have to this point, is this a must-win game, especially when it comes to Big Ten standings and tournament standings? Or what are your thoughts on Thursday?
Oh, it's absolutely a must-win game. If you want to be in this race, you have to win all your home games. You certainly have to win all your home games against the non-contenders. So, totally a must-win game. I mean, this game, Minnesota, you know, really, if you look at the way Michigan's playing and you know, Indiana too, I think Michigan State can be that third team in the race, but you don't have much margin for error. You've got to win your home games. You've got to win the road games at Purdue and Nebraska. And if you do that, you're looking at 14-4, you know, which is all that's manageable. They could do that. They may need to get one other. They may need to steal one, you know, at an Ohio State at an Ann Arbor to actually get a share. I'm not sure. I still think four will get a share this year. We'll see. It may take three, but I think four will get you a share. So,
yeah.
But clearly, they have to win this game. And, you know, I think right now, the way they're playing, the way Illinois is playing, you know, I would expect Michigan State to win this game by double figures.
No, no, absolutely. If they win by double figures, I think that would only help. And just one more question, Joe. Sorry to keep you on for 1 second here, but back to the Gary Harris thing. I mean, this is something I want to know in your article because you said, Izzo quoted, the kid's just taking a beating. You know, is he speaking in terms of the pop lip? Is he speaking in terms of the taunting? Is it, you know, all the hype going into the game? Or is it everything all together, cumulative, just like it was, you know, in terms of the jerseys?
Well, that particular quote was about physically, you know, he was talking about the lip, but also, you know, because of the shoulders this year. So, and it just essentially, you know, I mean, he's just taken a lot of hits this year as a freshman, and he keeps coming back. He was talking more physically, but certainly in that game, you know, he did take plenty of verbal abuse from the Indiana fans, and it seemed like every time that it got louder, he would hit a three and quiet the crowd. So that was impressive. He's, you know, he has not yet been able to be aggressive like that consistently, which really Michigan State needs. But it's funny, when he's played against Purdue and Indiana, the two other teams that really recruited him, and, you know, he knows a lot of people at both places, he really stepped up his game. So I think he relishes the big games. Look how he played against Kansas earlier in the year. And, you know, now Michigan State just needs him to, for one, stay healthy, and for two, they'll try to harness that and make that a little bit more consistent. They really need that outside game to go with what they've got going inside.
Yeah. Now, any other big stories you're working on, Joe, you know, in terms of MSU basketball, some stuff, you know, more in a bigger picture for the Free Press?
Not really at this point. I mean, you know, a lot of stuff coming up with the postseason and everything like that, and some huge games. We've got a lot of signing day stuff going on, too, not right now, so working on some football recruiting stuff as well with signing day. What is that, a week from tomorrow, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yep, so there you go. So kind of focused on both sports at this point, and then it's going to be all hoops once we get into mid-February on into March.
Very good, Joe. I appreciate you taking the time out of the day. Any last words for Earl as you sign off here?
Well, I'm gonna probably track him down today or the next couple of days. I'm gonna do the ultimate Q&A with Earl at some point here and get him. He's gotten sound of all these people. I'm gonna bother him, stalk him, and get my tape recorder out and get some stuff from him. You know, we'll miss him. We all love him. I mean, you know, everyone over there, everyone in this area in the sports scene at any level is friends with Earl, and that's a testament to him. He's a great guy. He's a pro, and he'll be missed, but we'll have him around still.
Yeah, and you might want to get that encyclopedia knowledge out of him too when you put the mic in front of him.
Well, I want to ask him about his Count Basie interview. I didn't even realize that. That's pretty awesome, you know.
Yeah,
that music show in the 70s. But it'll be fun. But you know, you can't say enough nice things about the guy.
Great to have you on, Joe. We always appreciate you on, and especially with current state. We'll talk to you soon, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, have a good one.
You too. All right, Aaron. So we heard it from Joe himself. Earl, the man, the legend, of course. His legacy lives on for today's show. Aaron, like we said earlier, giving away some tickets. Do we have a winner? Drum roll, Aaron.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and give those away? We got some callers in. So we got Luana. Luann, from Lansing is one of winners, along with David from East Lansing. So, Luann and David, if you are listening, hopefully you are, I will be calling you shortly after the show.
Congratulations, Luann and David. We'll be calling you after the show. You can find some more information how to get those tickets. You definitely want to stay tuned. If you did not win the tickets today, we'll be giving away more in future weeks right here on Sports Talk 870. Again, we are recapping Earl's legacy here. We have about 4 to 5 minutes left. If there's a caller out there, anybody that's listened to Earl back from the 80s, the 70s, wants to call in real quick, talk about it. Anybody, any of his colleagues, anybody that's heard the news of Earl, just to start off and recap the show, 517-355-9527. You could also call toll-free 877-952-7870. Again, our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Aaron, we've had a variety of different callers so far today, you know, past producers here. I mean, that's pretty cool that, you know, to have a producer just like us that, you know, that have, you know, lived in Earl's shadow, that, you know, that's seen him over the mic in front of all these years.
Yeah, I mean, I hope sometime down the road in the future, well, obviously it's going to be years from now, but you know, that I can call back to sort of where I worked, and say something about, I guess, my boss in this sense, and, give great words.
No, absolutely. And hopefully, even with all these great words and all the respect that Earl's gotten, you know, it's even important to notice that this is the guy that was elected into the Greater Lansing Hall of Fame. I mean, this is a boxing judge. This is a Harris Poll voter. This is a Heisman voter. I mean, this is a man who's in the Hall of Fame. We're going to jump to the phones real quick. We'll see who's calling in just a second here. We have Ron on the line. Ron, how you doing?
I'm blessed, thank you. How about yourself?
Pretty well. We've got a couple of minutes left. Anything about Earl you'd like to talk about, Ron?
Yes. First of all, I want to wish him good luck and best health on his retirement. And finally, that I will never forget the day he showed up to pregame football that they used to have on the radio, and in his good humor costume.
Good humor costume. Talk a little bit about that. What do you mean?
Well, actually, I didn't come up with the name. It was Jack Ebling. That was back when Jack was on the radio, and he saw Earl coming in this white outfit and that bald head, and he said, "Here comes the good humor man."
Oh, wow. Now, you've listened to Earl over the years as well, Ron. Any of some interviews that stuck out with you? Or?
I started listening back when Earl was on with Jim, and I only got to listen occasionally because of work commitment. So, generally, I just enjoyed probably Jack Ebling's interviews as much as any of the interviews that Earl had.
No, absolutely, Ron. Now, any last words for Earl before you sign off here?
Oh, just good luck and best of health, Earl.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Ron. We'll talk to you soon. We always appreciate your call.
Okay, bye.
All right, for those of you listening, you've been listening to radio station WKAR East Lansing. We come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock on AM 870. Come back and join us tomorrow, recapping more of Earl's legacy. We'll get more into Detroit sports, a little bit about MSU recruiting, as Joe Rexroad spoke of at the end of his interview. Have yourself a safe and pleasant evening. We'll be back tomorrow on AM 870, WKAR East Lansing. From Alex Sharg and Aaron Young, we'll see you tomorrow right here.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.